It's all about salvation. And I look around and I believe, based on other times I've met everybody, that probably the majority of people in here are saved. Heard most of his testimony. But you know, and I've talked about this at other conferences and so forth, so is Roger Whipple. So is Freddie Klaus. They've been listening to the Word over 20 years apiece. They've heard one of the greatest teachers, Brother Bowler. They've heard every preacher in here. And they thought they were secure in Christ. And they weren't. Just a few years ago, both of them got saved. We had a 50th anniversary celebration for Brother Bowler when we were in Pensacola. Freddie sat out there. He was miserable, really miserable. And Freddie loved Brother Bowler, but he was just twitching and everything. I'm up here at the podium, and he's just doing everything. But you know what? He left, and before he could get back to the interstate and pull over, he got saved on the way back. After all those years of listening to all these great grace preachers, he got saved. You may be in that same situation. You may think you're saved. But you can evaluate yourself by what was taught this weekend out of the scriptures. Check to see if you're in the faith. If you don't have any love and joy and peace and you don't have a security, if there's even a doubt in your mind where you're going to go, you're lost. That's just what it is. You know how you are saved. That Christ was crucified and he was buried and resurrected from the dead on the third day according to the scriptures to justify you. If you haven't trusted the simplicity of the gospel, then you're lost. Mm-hmm. So, I want you to think about that. If you have a doubt in your mind, even though you thought you were saved 15, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, then you may be lost. And so we're going to do a song right now. EC always did this. Please sing.
How can you refuse it now? How can you refuse it now? How can you turn away from the side I hold? With tears in his eyes, on the cross, there he died. There's a story old that has often been told of how he died. As they nailed his hands, he cried, "They don't understand."
Thank you. to throughout the world. And today we just want to pray for safety on their way home, safety with all their relatives and friends, safety for all the shed-ins and the sickness and just peace in this world, which we know is not going to happen until Jesus Christ comes back. We just want to thank you for the food that's been prepared for us, and may we use it for the nourishment of our body. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.